Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today I want to start by reading you Acts 21, verse 38, where the Bible reads, "Art not thou that Egyptian, which before these days madest an uproar, and leddest out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers?" Now this is where the Roman guard mistakes Paul, the apostle, for an Egyptian. Now if you remember, Paul was an Hebrew of the Hebrews, and yet this Roman mistakes him for an Egyptian. Now, this is not the first time in the Bible that a Hebrew is mistaken for an Egyptian. If you go back all the way to Genesis, where you read the story of Joseph, you know, even his brethren thought that he was the ruler of the country, and they spake to him through an interpreter, and he passed as an Egyptian. Well, listen to this from Genesis 41, verse 45. "And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, and Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt." So according to that verse, Joseph took a wife of Egypt. His wife was Egyptian. And of course, two of the tribes of Israel, Ephraim and Manasseh, two very large tribes of Israel, were then half Egyptian, because Joseph was the father, and then this woman, Asenath, is the mother. So the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh were half Egyptian. Okay, Joseph passes for an Egyptian. 400 years later, Moses is mistaken for an Egyptian when he delivers Zipporah and the girls from the shepherds at the well. And they say, "An Egyptian came and delivered us." And then we see the Apostle Paul mistaken for an Egyptian in the book of Acts. So all throughout the history of the children of Israel, from the time of Joseph to Moses, even to the Apostle Paul, we see that the Hebrews are being mistaken for Egyptians. They live close together. They look similar, apparently, when you read all these Bible stories. Not only that, but if you look at the tribe of Judah, Judah had three sons with his Canaanitish wife, Ur, Onan, and Shelah. Well, Ur and Onan, of course, were killed, but Shelah had all kinds of descendants that made up a big part of the tribe of Judah. That wife was a Canaanite, so half of the tribe of Judah was Canaanitish, okay? Now, the other two sons of Judah, which were Perez and Zerah, they were the sons of Tamar. We don't really know if Tamar was a Canaanite or not. She probably was, but even if she wasn't, still all the descendants of Shelah, which made up a huge part of the tribe of Judah, were half Canaanite. Why do I bring this up today? Because of the fact that today we have all these really white people that are just blonde-haired, blue-eyed people saying, "Hey, we're Jews and we're descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And all of these Hollywood actors that are Jews, they're pretty much just Caucasian, European-looking white people. You know, whether it's, you know, William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, you think of musicians like David Lee Roth, you think of the Three Stooges that are, you know, these are all Jewish stars of Hollywood and of the music industry. Adam Sandler, Richard Dreyfuss, all these different people, when you look at them, you would just say they're white people. And it's bizarre that people say that they're a white supremacist, you know, these stupid people that are part of the KKK or whatever. And they say, "Oh, we're white supremacists, but we hate Jews." Well, newsflash, Jews today are white people. If you look at them, they're as white as I am or as you are. So the white supremacists are obviously being a fool when they think that somehow they're a different race than the Jewish people of today. But let me say this. If we study our Bible, it appears that the Israelites resembled the Egyptians. Okay, and why is that significant? Because there's all kinds of Egyptian artwork that has been preserved unto this day. We can actually look at Egyptian artwork from thousands of years ago and get an idea of what Egyptian people looked like back then. And if you do that, you will see that they are brown people. Now, they're not black. They don't look like they're from Ethiopia or like an African person would today of sub-Saharan Africa. But they're not white either. They're brown people. And so it stands to reason that the Hebrews of biblical times were probably brown people, since they're Middle Eastern people, since they are not of European Caucasian stock. But of course, today's so-called Ashkenazi Jews aren't really primarily descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're primarily of Ashkenaz. They're primarily of European stock. And so that explains why they're so white. They're just white Europeans is what they are, by and large. They have a little bit of Middle Eastern blood mixed in, but hey, so do all of us. Nobody is any pure nationality in 2014. We've all been mingled and mixed. And look, race doesn't matter. The Bible says all nations are of one blood, and you know, red and yellow, black and white, they're precious in His sight. All that matters is whether we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what color our skin is, or our hair is, or our eyes. It's meaningless in the sight of God. God's not a respecter of persons. It's meaningless in my sight. You say, well, Pastor Anderson, if it's meaningless, why bring it up? Well, I'm just bringing it up for the people who think it matters. Because there are people out there who think that somehow being a Jew makes you special or makes you one of God's chosen people. And when you ask them why in the world the Jews would be special, they say, well, it's because of the Father's sake. It's because they descend from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm just pointing out to you that today's so-called Jews don't really even descend heavily from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Most of their blood is European blood. That's why they're so white. I'm sure they have a little bit of Middle Eastern Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob blood mixed in, but they are primarily Europeans. And if that's their only claim to fame, that they're descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then they are nothing.